I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by ATU Donegal manager Maxi Curran. Maxi, disappointing day for your ATU Donegal team as they bow out of the Sigerson's Cup after a narrow 1-point defeat.
Yeah, really disappointing, really hard to take. You know, we put in a monumental effort in the first half and we put ourselves in a brilliant position. I think we're maybe 6-7 points up, you know, maybe 5-6 minutes into the second half. And look, Jorgensen got a couple of scores and kind of got themselves back in it, and then we got caught for a bad goal. We get the ball away, come out, and they caught us on the counter, and the ball ended up in the net, and that gave them, you know, a real lift, and they came at us hard in the second half. After that, then look, we got a fortuitous penalty in the end, but that didn't help matters, and look, we're a couple of contentious decisions. I suppose we felt that went against us, but look, it was a huge effort by the boys. It's been a very tough week. You know, this match has been fixed and cancelled 5 or 6 times in the space of 3 or 4 days, and you know, the lads had a lot of travel to do for, you know, for matches that weren't ultimately played and refixed and then cancelled, and it's been a tough campaign, you know, with the blast of weather we had. But look, the boys performed admirably. They've done a great shift. Owen Dowling kicked a very good goal, and Joe Ballywise kicked 6 or 7 really good frees, and you know, we put everything into it, but unfortunately just came up short.
And do you feel you should have won the game?
Yeah, look, when you're in that position, you know, when you're 7 or 8 points up in any game, you know, you should be able to see it out of. I know it's a sore one to take, but look, I think maybe the boys put so much into the first half, and the fuel tank started running a bit low, and look, a lot of the boys would have played matches yesterday for the county, one thing or another, and that probably took its toll as the game went down the stretch. And you know, Jordan had the luxury of their three Tyrone players not playing in the McKenna Cup final last night. Those guys were fresh, and look, they were able to introduce a host of under-county stars off the bench to come and see them over the line in the end. And you know, I think that was maybe the wee difference, was that they set a stronger squad and a bit more depth than we would have had. You know, we've lost the likes of Rory Donald, Jack McSharry, Carlos already over the last number of weeks, and look, you know, for a small college like ourselves, it's hard to function without, you know, that quality player. So look, all that in mind, you know, I think we still, the boys give a huge effort today, and look, came very close, but unfortunately just came up short in the line, and look, often no to blame but ourselves, because we probably had the chances towards the end, and we did more football smarts and we had more cuteness. I think we probably could have managed it, but look, it'll be a good learning curve for the boys, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of lessons taken for them as we move forward into the club season.
Yeah, and you touched on it there about a few injuries in your team. Did that hamper your preparation for the competition?
Oh, massively. Look, you know, there's a couple of boys there, not the one of us, but, you know, they played, you know, 5 or 6 matches in the space of, you know, 8-9 days, you know, throughout the Christmas period there. And look, those boys are only starting to come around now, and you know, sort of know there's been a bad bout of flu going about, and look, a lot of fellas had that. And but then ultimately, look, losing Rory in the McKenna Cup match and down, and then Jack McSharry played 26 seconds of the McKenna Cup against Monaghan, you know, to lose those players, you know, county panellists, and I think Carlos are ready to see it. You know, they're quality players at this level. And look, Liam Gohan from Sligo played in the Connacht Club final for Turlestan a couple of weeks ago. He was missing for us today as well. So Bannon Corrigan, a live panellist, was missing today. So look, we've missed a lot of bodies, but look, that's in no way pointing the blame for that for losing the game today. We had loads of chances, and look, we just probably didn't manage the game brilliantly in the final quarter, and I think that's the bit that'll be just tough for us to take. But look, it's been a very informative campaign. You know, we got a very tough draw drawn through the big guns in DC and Georgetown, look, the favourites. You know, every year they go out, so it is a tough draw. But look, the lads today done their sheets, and as I say, they've been very proud of their efforts.
Yeah, and then finally, Maxi, looking forward to next year. How does ATU Donegal sit in regards to the Sigerson competition then?
Yeah, well, look, having you know, we qualified for the quarter final of the league a couple of weeks ago, and that put us on the match. We took UCD to the wire as well, game in the extra time. So look, that means we preserved our Sigerson status for another year. And look, you will potentially lose one or two, but you'll always gain a couple more coming up through fresh and one thing another. So look, ECU, Letterkenny, or Donegal are—they're very much in their infancy in terms of their, you know, their entity as a Sigerson Cup team. And look, we are growing all the time, and look, the institution is really providing a great platform for Donegal students now to get a real good education at home and play at a high standard of football when they're doing that, while, you know, as they've been around home, and you know, that only helps their involvement in county teams as well, where they're able to train midweek, where, you know, in years gone by, a lot of our better players would have been heading for the Dublins and the Belfast themselves to you know, to try and, you know, get their education. But now, thankfully, we have an institution that is able to do that and provide that education on our doorstep. And look, I think it's a great bonus to the GAA in Donegal, and I think it's a great help for the players individually and then the teams as well.
Maxi Kern, thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport, and we hope to speak to you again soon.